Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, on the ranch, we had a cat, a black cat, with white paws, a white throat, white belly, and white whiskers. And because we weren't overly inventive, you can guess what we called her. Whiskers. Whiskers was a ferocious hunter, a coiled spring of feline grace and terror. It was not uncommon for her to trot past with a mouse or a vole or a dead garter snake in her mouth. Whiskers knew how to use her claws and teeth, but she also had a big heart. At least once a year, Whiskers would have a little crop of kittens, and she would stash them in one of the channels of the haystack. Whiskers loved those frail little creatures. For the first few weeks, of course, their eyes were not open yet, and they would mew in their little nest of hay or straw. Whiskers would feed them with milk from her own body, and then as they grew, she would bring them the mice and voles and dead garter snakes. Now, during this time, we also happened to have a black dog, a poodle cross by the name of Muffin. Muffin was a bouncing, barking beast with the best of intentions. She was curious about what was actually going on there in the haystack, and what all these meowing noises were. And one morning she was sniffing around the base of the little square bales when Whiskers appeared. Muffin barked and bounced, and Whiskers sprang. A black and white tornado descended upon the hapless dog, and the sight was unparalleled. The yipping canine dragging a cat with her claws sunk deep into Muffin's hindquarters. Sometimes friends and family will ask us, why do you Anglicans have bishops? Why not just pastors? Well, there are plenty of Christian teachers and leaders in this world, plenty who bounce and bark like overenthusiastic dogs. They set up churches in their houses. They post videos to social media. Some are muffins, you could say, well-intentioned but clueless. Some are a little more sinister, eager to destroy faith for a bit of money or power. Either way, they promise us spiritual food, and we believe them. We don't know any better. The truth is that we are often a lot like frail little kittens. Our eyes are still closed. We mew in our little nest of hay or straw. We need not only feeding, but protection. We are vulnerable to the doggish teachers who either accidentally trample us or deliberately bite us, teachers who one way or another lead us away from Jesus Christ. And we're not alone in that need. In our epistle reading this evening, there were plenty of kittens in that upper room, around 120, we're told. The frail little church was meowing in its little nest of hay. It didn't need another Judas, a dog intent on coin who lost his heart, lost his compassion. And so whether then or now, we need a Whiskers to run off the dogs and bring home mice and snakes. We need apostles with teeth, claws, and big hearts. We all need Whiskers. And Jesus provides a Whiskers through his Holy Spirit. The Spirit presses St. Peter and the other 10 to bring forward candidates to replace Judas in the apostolate. Candidates who are the opposite of the doggish Judas. And the Spirit uses the psalmist's words, Holy Scripture, to make it clear that the office of apostle, with all of its gifts and responsibilities, can and should be passed on. Judas did not take his bishopric to his grave. And so in the midst of the prayer-filled assembly, St. Peter stands up to speak. His office, his bishopric, let another take, quotes the impetuous disciple. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. So the assembly puts forward two men who live and breathe Jesus' life. And then the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus, by his Spirit, appoints Matthias. Jesus sees his heart, a man whose heart partakes of Jesus' own heart, meek and lowly, one that you go to that you might find rest in your souls. And so, with the lots clicking together, Jesus makes Matthias a whiskers to protect and feed Jesus' people. Jesus makes Matthias an apostle, an episkopos, an overseer, a bishop, with teeth, claws, and a big heart. Every time there is a need for a new whiskers, Jesus appoints a new bishop to protect and feed his church. Our Anglican ordinal, in its service for consecrating a bishop, references our St. Matthias passage and then calls on the new bishop-elect to chase out the dogs and feed the kittens. Are you ready with all faithful diligence? The presiding bishop is said to speak at this point and asks the new man who's put forward to be a bishop, are you ready to banish and drive away from the church all erroneous and strange doctrine, contrary to God's word, and both privately and openly to call upon and encourage others to do the same? Are you ready to run off the dogs? Will you show yourself gentle and be merciful for Christ's sake to poor and needy people and to all strangers destitute of help? Are you willing to feed the kittens? Will you be a whiskers? And what follows then in the ordinal is a prayer for the Holy Spirit to come upon this man through the laying on of hands and give gifts to the new bishop. Gifts, I should say, to increase his teeth, claws, and big heart. Our own bishops, Bishop Ray Sutton and Walter Bannock, both receive these Holy Spirit gifts of teeth, claws, and big hearts. Why do we have bishops in the Anglican Church? Well, because we need protection and we need feeding. We need a whiskers to feed us Jesus Christ through teaching and sacraments. We need a whiskers to drive away those who don't come in Jesus' name. We need someone accountable to Jesus through the broader church, not a self-appointed priest in a specific place, but an overseer, an episkopos, a bishop, one who ensures that Jesus' church body is actually connected to Jesus through time and space. And with the teeth and claws of Scripture and tradition, with hearts of love for kittens, these whiskers make sure that we feed on and grow up in only Christ Jesus. In our diocese, our chief whiskers, of course, is Bishop Ray Sutton. And in fact, in our deanery meeting last week, I actually heard a story about a barking dog, you could say, that was eager to help out some kittens in one of our parishes. Our chief whiskers asked a few questions as the dog was sniffing around the haystack. And in this case, the barking and bouncing dog was a bully. intent on himself and his own ego. And Whiskers sprang. And that black and white tornado descended upon the hapless dog. And apparently there were claws stuck in some hindquarters. The person in question seemed fairly orthodox, wanted to be a priest, but was a dog, whether he realized it or not. He didn't really want to bring the people to Jesus. He wanted to bring them to himself. And that's why God gives us bishops. Whiskers, to drive away the dogs and to ensure that the priests in the church are feeding the kittens on the milk and meat of both the body and blood of Jesus Christ and the true teaching of Jesus. God gives us bishops, in other words, to ensure, well, that we don't become chew toys. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.